escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Feel like the music has a message. Like the...
Yeah.
Feels a little...
The music usually has a message.
A little melancholy today, huh?
What do you want today?
I mean, not upbeat? We got a baseball game to play tonight. Well, we got to get back on the right track. We ain't got time. Like what it say in the first Predator movie.
Yeah.
When Jesse the Body Ventura is like, I ain't got time to bleed. Ain't got time to bleed, dog. We got a game to play.
We haven't had a Jesse the Body Ventura reference in a while around here. Yeah, you're acting, this is company man stuff. You're like Topper and Schwarber. Oh, I got a game tomorrow. Why didn't you win the one point last night?
Why are you mad at me for what just happened? I didn't get my ass kicked last night or the last 3 days.
Why am I mad at you? People are mad at me as if I lost the game.
You know, I wish you did.
Wait a minute. Now you wish your ass whoop was on me?
Yeah, I'm just... That was a little harsh.
That was a lot. It was. All right. Speaking of a lot, let's discuss what this reaction is going to be tonight for the Phillies. Moving back to all your phone calls, 215-592-9494. All right, Phillies back at home tonight. The Atlanta Braves are in. By the way, your favorite pitcher is pitching for the Braves tonight, Cal Quantrill. He called Cy Quantrill last year. Anyway, they're back at home. They're playing the Braves. I'm going to ask two questions. What will be the reaction? What should be the reaction to the Phillies tonight? And when I say this, I mean the initial reaction. If they go up 7-0, everyone's going to cheer. If they go down 7-0, people are going to be annoyed. We know that. When they walk out, when they run out in the field tonight, the reaction should be your typical regular, let's go get them guys, cheers?
Yes.
Or a hearty boo?
No, let's go get them.
Stop, dude. Come on.
It has to be, man. We can't, listen, we can't dwell on the past now.
Sure we can.
The past was yesterday.
We can't do that. What's it called? The 24-hour rule? We got to let it go. I know it ain't been 24 hours.
Hold on. Game starts at 6:40?
Listen, as soon as it came out my mouth.
23 hours and counting. Boo the hell out of
it. As soon as it came out my mouth, I knew I screwed up.
All right. So let him off the hook. Douglas over here says.
I'm not letting him off the hook. What are we going to do?
We are trying to
salvage the rest of this, right? We still got a lot of baseball left to be played, man. Geez. That's
company
a fact.
Man. Let him off the hook,
saying.
Douglas. Kyle, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm not often like this.
Yeah.
I need it to be toxic in there. Like, I need them to feel what we just went through for three games. And I don't want to hear don't give me the crap about they're up four games. They're still leading the division. Shut up. That was a disgrace what they just put us through over these last three games. So I want to throw it right back in their face. They need to know when they walk on that field that we, as Philadelphians, do not accept the product that they just put out.
All right. While I agree with you, Kyle, and I think it would be an appropriate
that's
boot.
That's the end of it.
It would be an appropriate boot. I do have to ask this question. Do you think this group can handle that? Let's just unpack it for a little bit. This is a group that is led by players that are typically loved here. Bryce Harper is loved here. Okay? Schwarber is loved here. Trey Turner, even though a lot of his career here has been below what we thought, got a standing ovation. Castellanos is in his feelings every day. Do you think they would handle an opening game boo well? If they're down 7-0, they know how it works. They'll be booed and they'll move on. If they get booed when they take the field tonight, do you think this group will handle that well? Because I don't.
That's a good question, Joe. I'm going to say yeah. I'll say yeah. Because, and I'm not harping on this. I'm not. But they're a little tone deaf. The fact that you rolled out the rivalry pack kind of makes me feel like...
Well, Bryce is tone deaf for that.
Well, I think that Bryce is one of the people in the locker room that makes it go.
Mm, well, that's true.
I think so because of what Kyle said last night.
I just think if they get booed to start the game, right? They run on the field and they get booed tonight. They will be asked about it after the game. You can't avoid it. It's not like a home run goes out of the park, everyone boos. No one asks about that. They will be asked, win or lose after the game, what was your reaction to getting booed?
Good. Got to tell you, not my problem.
Do you think they will handle it well? I think they'll be upset.
Don't care.
I know you don't. And you don't have to because anyone going to the game tonight has a right to boo or cheer. I'm never going to tell anyone not to boo.
No, this is about me.
I'm just saying I could see them being not taking it well. They strike me as so fragile right now coming off of this series. Again, I think the boo is warranted. If you want to boo, boo the hell out of them. I just think they're going to clap back at us after the game if we boo them.
I'm strongly considering going just to boo.
I think you should. Yeah. I think it's good for the show. Go out there. Come and go boo them.
A little tired.
from all the agita you had last night, you was a little stressed out last night, huh? Just a little bit.
Kyle's going to need a nap after the show today.
Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, this one is a lot. All right. 215-592-9494. Last question. Do you actually think they're getting booed tonight? But loud enough for me to hear on my TV.
Mm-mm.
I don't think so either.
I don't think
so. Now, Kyle might lead a charge, but
I'm doing my best.
It's not. I'd be surprised.
It all depends on how this game goes.
No, I mean the boo when they run on the field.
Oh, no. But it's a chance they might get booed as the game
goes. We get the reverse ovation. I get a documentary.
the jeer, like the jeer that turned around the season. Yeah. Well, it was around this time. It was August.
That's right.
I mean, maybe every August we just need a new tactic.
Do the Mets play tonight? Who do they
have? They play the Marlins for four at home.
Oh, awesome.
So.
And they just got dragged by the Braves.
But wait, shouldn't the Phillies beat the Braves like a drum too?
I know it's the Marlins, but they scored like 25 runs in the last three.
Don't give me Atlanta, Douglas, over here. Team stinks.
I am not giving you. Didn't the Mets look like they were?
But no. Well, the Mets were playing poorly, but at least they were. The Mets are a good team.
Yeah, they were really.
Yeah, okay. I got to tell you, had it up to here.
What
with you today?
What did I do?
I just don't want to hear. Hey, the Braves scored a lot of runs last night.
Can anybody see that? Not like your parachutes. Do I had it up to here with you? I'm just saying. I don't think they're going to lose tonight. I don't think they're going to lose.
Well, they face a pitcher with a 5.51 ERA.
They better not lose tonight.
The next two nights they face Cal Quantrill, who's bounced around the league a couple times now, and Bryce Elder, who always gets rocked by the Phillies. Wasn't Elder the guy that pitched on that Friday night in Atlanta in June where Trey hit a pair of home runs? They hit him. They scored a million runs. The next two nights, the Phillies need to get right against this Braves team. They need to. All right, Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing?
What's up, Will?
Hey, Will, what's up?
Hey, Hugh, I ain't going front, man. Sometime when you write, right. I can't argue that.
Drunk Uncle at the barbecue.
Yeah. I mean, because, like, you made some facts, man. But I wouldn't want to make matters worse, right, with the booing. You know what I'm saying? We still got games to play, and we still got a World Series to win. But one thing I want to say, they should all give all the fans donuts, because that's what they walked away with yesterday, right? And the whole thing is, that losing mentality, that's what really struck me. There's no heartbeat. The winning mentality is flatlining. I mean, they don't have nothing in the locker room. That's why I keep telling you, man, the energy that I bring, they need me in that locker room, bro. And you keep thinking I'm saying it to be saying it. I really mean it. Because they don't have no spark. They don't have no life in them, man. It's like they walked away and said, all right, we got more games to play. That is true. But the whole thing is, you don't walk and leave a game like that. You let a rookie, like plow you like that. You know, when I looked at that game, it looked like the Fritz and Joe Brady.
You say plow you?
That's what it reminded me of.
Oh, God.
Giving up. He just gave up. Wow.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. So it's just like, come on, man. Let's get it back together. And I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to do the huge clue. You know, another thing that I think is happening, you know, with that platoon stuff, okay, it worked in the beginning. All right, it's time to get rid of that. You got to let Castellanos, Kepler, you got to let these dudes go ahead and you know, get their hitting back up in order. And, you know, get back acquainted to playing, man. You can't keep sitting these dudes out. And everybody keep coming on Castellanos. He's the same dude that carried these dudes 2 seasons, man.
He carried them for two seasons, Will. What carry
two
who?
Two.
But, yeah, Will, I mean, Will, we could be real, though. He's been horrendous the last few months.
He's been horrendous. Why? Because they started that platoon stuff. He's not used to that. Yeah, he didn't just fill
it. But so he earned it. But, Will, they can't just keep running him out there if he doesn't get any hits. They got to make it. They got to put someone else out there.
So every year we left him out here, what did he do?
Well, but he's worse now. I mean, I think the reality is he's declining as a player. I mean, he looks like...
That.
Yeah, I mean, he just doesn't... Like, 3 years ago, he was a better player. All right, what do you got, Will? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I can admit that, man, yeah. But all right. So, hey, Hugh.
Yo, man.
I think you may... I may be in your brain today. I don't know, but maybe I'm wrong. How about Bruce Willis?
Oh, that's
Bruce
not
Willis,
a bad one.
Very big in the 90s. That's not it, though. Will, we appreciate the phone call. We've got some good guesses. Well, we had Bill Clinton. We had Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
These are big in the 90s, but that's not yet it. All right, let's go to Frank in Wilmington, who wants to talk about the boo tonight. What's up, Frank?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Frank.
I believe we should absolutely boo them, but I'm going to be a little bit more explanatory about it. First of all, Hugh, I want to say, because you were right about the rivalry colors, but because they didn't win any games, y'all got to boo Bryce extra hard because there was no point in wearing the Mets colors if he wasn't going to show up to the series. You could have just stayed home for all that. So he got to get double booed like every time he goes to bat. Two, I'm all about booing Trey Turner anytime he comes to the plate. I don't think we should ever sign him. I don't think we should ever trade it for him. And having a no trade clause in his contract for 10 years is reason enough for me to boo because we're stuck with him. You boo him because you lose to a division rival You boom because you got swept by a division rival. You boom because you got swept by a division rival at their home stadium in the middle of a heated playoff race when they were under 10 games behind you and it made it closer. There's multiple reasons to boo here. I don't want to hear about let's not boo them because, you know, they got a lot of games to play. That's fine. This is your job. This is, you're a professional baseball player. You know there's 162 games every year. You know you got division rivals, and you know you have to win key games. These are three key games they had to win, and they lost them, and they played like crap. Like, this is, they were the flattest I've seen them play, especially coming off of that huge Seattle series last week. They ended up coming out super flat. So, no, they don't get to be cheered. They don't get the silent treatment. You boo them. You boo them with the full-throated boo of a Philadelphia fan that has been – that for a team that has suffered 10,000 losses. That's
damn
what has
right.
to happen.
Damn right.
Make them feel – and Frank, I think it would be – of all the times we've talked about this, like who deserves a boo, who doesn't, they that performance of all the three games, last night was one that they deserve to get booed for. That was gross. That rookie pitcher has been up in the big leagues for 2.5 weeks, and he mowed through them as if they didn't want to be there.
So to give them a fair assessment about that, that happens to a lot of teams in MLB. You get a brand new pitcher, you've never seen him before, you don't know what his stuff is going to be. So there is margin for error there. But again, professionals, you can't just go five hits through. You can't scatter five hits through nine innings. You got to see the pitches. You got to take a couple walks. You got to see some stuff. So,
yeah, zero walks last night. Zero walks last night is just it tells me they didn't give a crap. I mean, you can't walk zero times.
Also, I want to say, Joe, I know the other day I was hard on you about you jinxed the team. Mm-hmm. And, like, normally I would let up.
Frank, don't
like,
do that, Frank. Don't give him an out. Don't give him an out.
Hold on. I said normally I would let up. But, honestly, you don't deserve it because you were too cocky about us winning, sweeping the thing, and it was all over.
You're egging him on?
Well, I kind of, because
he jumped on me the other day, so it's your turn.
You deserved it.
I know that we don't play the games the players do, but as an athlete, superstitions are real. You might not want to believe it, but if somebody comes out and says, we're going to win the whole thing, 99% of the time you don't win the whole thing because it's a superstition. Just like when the broadcaster jinx exists for no-hitters and perfect games and things like that.
This guy's not real.
Hit a home run unless, you know, 20. It's not real, but Joe deserves all the blame.
Okay.
So I'm going to give it to him anyway.
I got you.
And that's
I respect that, actually.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I think jinxes are silly, but
but screw you anyway.
Yeah, I brought this on myself, so I'll wear it, Frank. I got to wear this until this division is wrapped up either way. All right, Frank, what do you got for us for the guest for Hughes Clues?
So this was the most obscure clue I've ever heard because the 90s was a massive decade. It wasn't even a hint about
see, Frank,
music.
You ain't got to poke holes in my clues, dog. Just give your guess.
He does.
I want to say Jerry Springer.
Damn, that's a good guess.
The 90s was wild. Frank, that's not it.
That's a good guess.
Good though, phone call. Don't
Frank
appreciate
it. Came at both of us.
I know. Frank, I got to tell you, Frank's rising up the list of callers.
Kinda,
Frank's good.
Frank kind of flamed both of us.
I know.
I don't know if I like that.
I like him as a caller. Don't love that I'm getting blamed for all the losses. But again, it happens. All right, let's grab Mario, Northeast Philly. What's up, Mario?
Yo, what up?
Mario, what's going on, buddy?
What up, you?
What's up, man?
On?
How you doing, man?
Chilling, talking about, yo, Joe, I told you last week when you were talking that talk, you were talking big talk about the Phillies on the win streak.
Yep.
And I told you whoop-de-doo. I wasn't worrying about that because they fooled me once and I ain't falling for it again. So that was embarrassing last night. And they probably going to lose tonight. Honestly, I think they're going to lose tonight.
Well, we got real trouble if they can't beat the Braves. I mean, they got to come home and win. I would say I want three of these games against the Braves this weekend. Otherwise, because the Mets play the Marlins, Mario. I don't want to come back in here next week and we're only up one or two. We need wins.
Yeah, I'm just watching the games now. We ain't winning no World Series. But, hey, I just want to say, hey, Hugh, you come up in my crib. Cooking like Vin Rains. I'm taking that pan of hot grease and throwing it right on your big back.
See, hey, first of all, Mario, I'm not a big back. And second of all, nobody else caught the reference but you.
I did. I was like, yo, who come up with my crib cooking like that? I'm sticking both of my dogs on.
Everybody just kind of looked like, what is he talking about? Yeah, they didn't watch the movie. They didn't watch Baby Boy.
Well, people are Googling it now. Like, what's he saying?
You got to see it, Joe. You never seen Baby Boy?
I haven't, no.
Vin Braves was in the kitchen cooking bacon. He was just butt-ass naked in front of the kitchen. It went over everybody's head.
Yo, you wild.
I should have told y'all that's what it was.
I won't take a guess.
What you got?
What you got?
Hey, I was going to say R. Kelly.
No. What are you doing?
Wow. I mean, listen. It's not a bad guess.
It's not a bad guess. But come on, Mario. I can't.
I thought about it too. I said F it. I'm gonna say it anyway.
You know what? I appreciate the guess, Mark.
We are
Mario.
Off the rails.
We've gotten there.
I guess when I do say when I make a Ving Rhames reference, it's not far fetched to think that that's probably what
now,
I was thinking.
It's not crazy to think that you come up with a list of things that were big in the 90s. R. Kelly's name. We probably would workshop that before the show and say,
like, probably not R. Kelly.
Let's not do that for four hours.
We tried not to get in trouble. Like, I know sometimes I still end up, getting in trouble. We try not to go all the way in when we do stuff like
that. We do try not to get in trouble, and sometimes we just end up in trouble anyway. All right. 215-592-949 for Hugh. Why don't you give everyone a second clue? Now, it was broad, but I like the first clue. We're getting some fun answers here. So the first clue was big in the 90s, right? This was big in the 90s.
This individual that was big in the 90s made a questionable move yesterday that ran Kyle hot.
All right, so this individual that was big in the 90s made a questionable move that ran Kyle hot. You're like, Kyle got annoyed at this.
Well, that doesn't really narrow it down.
Yeah, I mean, you're annoyed at everybody.
I do get annoyed.
Yeah, pretty easily.
Yeah, but if you've been listening to the show, it kind of,
Okay.
Yeah, I gave you a hell of a clue. That was a hell of a clue.
Yeah, I think people are going to complain about this clue, but I like it anyway. All right, 215-592-949. Let's get back to the phones here. Chuck in Mount Airy, up talking some Phils. Hey, Chuck.
What's up, Joe? What's going on,
hey,
Joe?
Chuck.
And he, what's going on?
What's
man?
Up, man?
Listen. Hey, listen, I tell you, hey, Joe, the only thing that's bothering me about you, right, is the fact that you keep straddling the fence. You don't know whether this team is good or not good. Just stay. Listen. You know in your heart of heart this team is not good enough. Just stay there,
so,
man.
So, I mean, Chuck, all right, deep down, I doubt they could win the World Series. I have serious doubts. I know their flaws, and obviously the Wheeler thing. It just hurts to give up. I don't want to give up on them, Chuck, but then this week happens, and I feel like crap because I feel stupid.
Yeah, well, listen, sometimes you got to give up on somebody. And this team right here, if they don't want to fight for themselves, you can't fight for them. This team right here, I tell you, and he don't care. You probably were thinking about Thursday, ain't you? You thinking about the Eagles home opener?
Wait a minute. Why am I catching the stray for just speaking facts on this radio station?
It's annoying.
What do you mean? How is it annoying? Don't you want me to speak?
How is it not annoying?
Don't you want me to speak the truth? Don't you want me to tell you how? Okay, fine.
You know, sometimes the thing about the drunk uncle, Hugh, is a lot of times you want the drunk uncle to shut the hell up.
When it's, but you know when the drunk uncle's speaking them facts though you can't acknowledge the OG's wisdom.
No, because it's really annoying.
Wisdom is strong. Let's not go that far.
Wisdom is right there.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, listen, man. Hey, Hugh. I heard you had some old flame come back yesterday. I was listening, man.
That was an uncomfortable phone call. Yeah. That was real uncomfortable. She married now, though, Chuck.
I enjoyed it personally.
She's married. She's happy. You know, I saw the wedding pictures.
Yeah. I trolled
her page after a while. I didn't know she got married.
Yeah, now we know.
He went right on Instagram right after that one.
Yeah, I did. I saw the pictures.
Literally, Chuck, I saw him. He did right away. Right away.
Hey, listen, about this team, those all jokes aside, I'm not Kyle Schwarber. I would let him walk. I mean, he's been a great Philly, but you got to. If this team loses this division. It's not even about making the playoffs at this point. Because I think they're going to lose the division. I think they let the Mets right back in it. They still got the game. They got head-on matchups with the Mets. And I don't think the team's going to be the same going into September, the whole month of September. You guys, you see, here's the thing, right? People will really think that this team, you're not supposed to criticize this team, right? You know, people really think and they get mad at you for criticizing this team. But this team... shows no fight at all. They went up there and got humiliated. I mean, washed. Didn't even put up a fight. And here's the thing. You had a chance to put your foot on their necks, and you couldn't get up enough fortitude to pitch your division rival away? Like, and you think this is a team that's going to go in the playoffs and win baseball series? I mean, it's not happening. It's not happening. They're going to be one and done in the playoffs if they do make the playoffs. And I don't think they're going to win the division. They're going to flip-flop with the Mets. And probably make it as a wild card, but they're going to be out. This team don't have enough heart, man. And the thing about it is with Schwarber, it's not that he had a bad season, But, I mean, when does, I mean, a meaningful moment, I mean, against the Mets, a team that's your division rival, when has he ever shown up?
It's been years. Years. I mean, and it's been never up there, it seems like, at Citi Field. Chuck, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I'm going to go with Geraldo.
Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah, he got beat up.
It's a good guess, Chuck. We appreciate it. Not it, but Geraldo's a good one.
He's had some controversial moments in his life. He got beat up. The Al Capone vault.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When he opened the vault.
Yep.
Then when the wrestler slapped him.
He stayed famous, but he kind of flipped around what he does, right? Like, he went more political, I think, than he talks show. I don't know. But his name has been out there a long time. He was very big in the 90s. 215-592-9494. All right, your guess is for Hughes Clues with your calls on the Phillies. How are you feeling today? Are they going to be okay? Am I to blame? Who's more to blame, the Phillies or me, for this week? Obviously, a lot of people believe it's me, and I got to wear that. And how should they be received tonight? Booze? Support? What do you think? It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.